Billy Fools.
Good afternoon, evening. What they say in Blazing Saddles? Madeline Kahn?
I can't remember what she said.
Anyway, we are trying a new podcast, and currently we don't have a name for it. So let me just introduce myself. I'm Los, and with me is, I'm not sure what we're calling you. Is it Ray?
Just Ray. One Ray should suffice. Should be fine.
We could do one Ray. And I don't know what we're going to talk about, so...
Well, the old podcast had who? Smoking Steve?
We had the Reverend.
Is that what he went with? The Reverend?
He did. Yeah, he was... He was an ordained minister, actually.
Really? Is he a real Reverend?
Well, an online Reverend. So,
because I may need somebody at my ceremony in October.
So you know what? Here it is. This could work out for you because not only is the Reverend ordained, but he also is a DJ.
He's really ordained?
Well, online.
So the he Church could do of, the ceremony and DJ the reception?
Yes.
Wow. I wonder if he charged me extra for that.
he did it online, so I don't know how official that is, but he's it's someplace in Modesto, California, United. I don't know, States of America Church. Okay. I'm not really sure what it is, but so we're gonna podcast about anything and everything. And I think this is gonna be more therapeutic to us than anything else.
Well, let's start with the Reverend. I feel like we should talk. Am I gonna hurt his feelings being here? Is he gonna?
No, actually, the Reverend had an idea where he wanted to redo the podcast, but include obviously you in it. And I said, well, we could talk about it. I don't know, but it's just that he's hardly ever available and.
Really? He's that busy of a guy?
No, he's just hardly ever available. But
what's he doing?
Newlyweds,
are they... well, we probably shouldn't talk about that. Get a whole mental image.
Yeah, and then you won't be able to sleep. No, I don't know. He's expressed interest again. I think he's given up his full-time DJing gig, so...
And no more... he's out at where you work, right?
that place. Yeah, he's out there. He's... I think he's going to become a certified financial planner, so he's totally going the exact opposite of what he used to do as a DJ.
So people will go into Reverend Smokin' Steve for financial advice.
Yeah,
that scares the shit out of me.
He just started a new blog site where he talks about restaurants and things, which is
now that's up his alley.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's what I was thinking.
You'd have to know Smokin' Steve to understand that, but trust us.
I think most of us know him already.
Food is his thing.
It really is. He's a big guy. He's got six stomachs to feed.
Oh my.
But we could certainly somehow incorporate him into things in the future.
Yeah, it'd be good to have another personality come in. And he's verbose. He could carry some of the load here.
Is that another name for fat?
Well,
verbose.
I don't know.
But so, and make sure that you guys don't fight or
No. He's not in my weight class.
Mm-mm. Now. I'm somewhere in the middle, I think. I don't think I'm a righty or a lefty.
Oh, I thought you meant of his weight class.
Well, I'm in the middle of that, too. Although, I don't know, people in the podcast world can't see, but I have lost some weight.
And he, Smokin' would also have a handle on the sports scene that we'll probably spend some time.
Yeah, he'd probably talk about Boston and stuff like that because, he went to Boston for 6 years. And
he's still hung up on that?
Well, he pretends like he's a fan of Boston and... So because they've won some championships, he thinks he can say he's a native son of Boston now. Wow. Instead of wallowing in the misery of Philadelphia sports, which we have been for 25 years now?
At least. Is it 1983 was the last one.
I remember
25
growing up.
Years, that's
yeah,
right.
I remember growing up, and it was like, I guess, right around 1980 when all four teams went to the finals.
Yeah, the late 70s and early 80s were our years.
Yes,
and how many championships did we get out of that? Two.
I mean,
Phillies, yeah, Sixers.
Yeah. Phillies and Sixers, and that was it. I mean, unless you count NFC championships.
Just the big ones.
And yeah, I guess we weren't really into sports in the mid-70s because that's when the Flyers were really...
Well, we were a bit young, too.
A little bit. 3-4 years old at the time.
Yeah, it would be hard to get into that.
But at that point... I wasn't really introduced to losing very much, and when the Flyers lost the cup against the Islanders, I threw up. I literally threw up. I got sick. I was so upset by that I got sick.
That was the offside call, right? Was that
the offside non-call?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. My dad never really showed me how to lose, so I just thought that all my teams would win all the time.
Yeah.
And I had a rude awakening for the past 25 years that that's not actually the case.
Now you've learned how.
Now, and people have their, their theories, and I guess some people that are superstitious say it's all about the whole Billy Penn jinx and everything. I think it's just really stupid ownership, actually.
Ownership was a huge problem for
the Sixers.
For the Sixers. Probably the Phillies.
Well, yeah. Well, the Phillies had ownership that just didn't give a shit.
Too many cooks there stirring that pot. Nobody knows who owns those guys.
Plus, they for a while there, after that 93 season, they just didn't spend any money. I mean, they were their payroll was like $30 million.
Right.
And, I mean, the Pirates are laughing at them. And that's not good. No, so they the Sixers had that whole thing with Harold Katz where he decided to trade away the draft pick for Brad Daugherty because he thought Daugherty was soft. He decided to trade Moses Malone away because, well, he was too old.
Sure.
And we got back Roy Hinson and Jeff Ruland, and that worked out about as well as you would not expect it to work out.
Have been to the finals one time since?
Mm-hmm. That was with Iverson.
Nice job. Yeah. Won the first game, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and actually we're close to winning that second game.
Now, we were saying the other night how, they are 25 years of snake bit, but we have seemed to have run into the premier
the legends
opponents.
Yeah, I mean, look at the Flyers in 76, at the 2 years after the year after they won the Cup, they played the Canadiens, who were pretty much a dynasty at that point and lost.
Right.
They ended up playing the Islanders in 80.
How about that team? Bossy?
Bossy, Billy Smith. Trottier.
Yep.
I hated them all.
Some players there.
Yeah, so the Islanders have won like four or five cups in a row, and then Edmonton comes in and becomes the next dynasty, and the Flyers in 87.
And those teams, holy cow, Messier, Gretzky, and
Gary Curry.
Yep.
Look, they're two goalies. Yep. Grant Fuhr and Andy Moog.
McTavish.
They're two goalies. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
A lot of Hall of Famers there.
And we took them to seven, and as bitter Philadelphia sports fans as we are, if they weren't injured, they probably could have won that game.
Took the lead, too, I remember. Murray Craven scored first.
They were up 1-0.
I remember that.
And they lost 3-1. And again, I just assumed the Flyers would win the Cup that year. But, I mean, that Edmonton team could have been the best team we'd ever seen in our lifetime.
Bunch of Hall of Famers there.
Yeah.
And who was the goalie there? Hextall?
Hextall was the goalie in 87. Uh-huh. 85, it was a combination of Froese and Darren Jensen, I think, because Lindbergh had just died.
Right.
Crashes $100-some-thousand Porsche against the
didn't quite negotiate that turn there.
Yeah, was that up in Manioc?
That was over in Jersey, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Yeah, they all seem to live over in the Cherry Hill area.
Voorhees, I think.
Yeah.
So between that and then the Eagles giving us heartbreak.
If he had hung around, how far? I mean.
Well, what would have happened if he hung around? I mean, what would have happened with Hextall?
Yeah.
Could you do Hextall and Lindbergh together? Would Hextall have even gotten a chance to play?
Well, it's that whole thing where, one guy dies or gets the injury and that opens up the door for the new guy coming in. Isn't that how Lou Gehrig got his start and
I don't even
all
know.
These other
I,
guys
I'm
got
Yankee.
To,
I hate the Yankees. I hate the Yankees. Speaking of which, what do you think about that whole Roger Clemens situation?
We were talking about this.
Yeah, and I remember in your house, you used to have a Roger Clemens poster.
I still do. I just moved recently, as you know, and just found that poster, and I don't think I'm going to hang it. I don't think I'm going to hang it up.
You were a big fan of his, right?
I like the Sox.
Yeah.
Big Red Sox fan.
Well, you like the Bruins, too, for a little bit?
Sure, yeah. And
I guess you were a pretty big Clemens fan.
Sure. And that picture is him not too far out of Texas, out of college, and he's a beanpole.
Yeah, he was. Well, that's
compared to what he is now. Now, I know we all put on a little weight as we get older. Some of us more than others.
I know some people swear I'm on steroids.
But,
the fat steroids.
I mean, these guys, their heads, your head's not supposed to get bigger, is it?
Without a little help? My head's grown, I really do.
And their neck is huge. I mean, he's got a neck like cattle. Now he's a monster.
Plus, I mean, I never really followed Clemens that closely, but he got a real mean streak in him. I don't know if he always had that or not.
Well, I was just thinking that they talk about roid rage, and when it came out that he was taking them, he got a bit upset.
Well, how about that World Series against the Mets where he threw that bat back at Piazza. Or when he beamed him in the head during the season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, couldn't that be considered maybe steroids?
Yeah, the guy's a little nuts.
He is a little nuts, and I think with a guy that pitches like he does, you kind of need to be nuts.
I think he just protested too much. Methinks he doth protest too much with the whole
is that
Shakespeare, huh?
I'm not going with that either.
Yeah, I mean, he just came out crying too much.
He did, and I thought what he did with the phone call, with the secret phone call or whatever, where he taped it, and the next day he came out with it, I thought that was... He thought that was going to, like, exonerate him, but it made him look like more of a douchebag than anything. I mean, for him to go that underhanded and basically the other guy, just McNamee, didn't say anything. Just like, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
I'll tell you what else did it for me was he threw his wife under the bus.
His wife and Jose Canseco, saying he wasn't even at the party, but now there's pictures coming out.
But who says, oh, my wife was the one taking HGH? I mean, what?
And on top of that, he's like, he didn't even know about it. How can you not know about that when your trainer's shooting your wife up the rear end with HGH and who knows what else?
Eddie Pettit's in the other room with the trainer and you don't know what's going on?
Yeah,
come on.
How can it be like that? Pettit, Knobloch, and even his wife were all doing steroids with McNamee's consent or whatever.
Right. But Roger wasn't.
Yeah, but Roger didn't even know anything about it. He didn't even talk steroids.
Nice try.
Yeah, he didn't talk steroids.
Yeah.
So what that does with baseball is now you got arguably the most dominating pitcher of our time and possibly probably top five pitchers of all time and the home run king, both in steroid controversies and both possibly not making the Hall of Fame.
Nice job.
I mean, what does that do for baseball?
Nice job, Major League Baseball.
And my question is, why couldn't like some of those Phillies guys like Travis Lee take some more steroids or something?
Well, the 93 team was apparently loaded with steroids.
Yeah, it was great.
Dykstra, Dalton, Incaviglia.
It was great.
Looking back.
Oh, yeah, well...
Those guys were gorillas, but...
Dalton says he didn't do it, but Dykstra definitely.
Yeah.
And Incaviglia had to have done it.
Sure.
And Eisenreich just cursed a lot. And Kruk was fat.
Yeah, he was taking the steroids but not doing the working out part, apparently.
Yeah, so that goes to show you that 93 team was very successful, and we should just fed them some more steroids, I think.
There you go.
I mean, at this point, I'm desperate. Wait, Philadelphia is desperate because we were going to give a parade to a horse.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, how desperate do you have to be? Like, if a professional bowler grew up in Philadelphia and won the PBA title, are we giving that guy a parade?
I'm telling you, I wonder if we could win a dart championship at some bar league and maybe get a parade out of this.
I figure we could have done that with our deck hockey championship a few years ago. We should have gotten a parade at least down like...
Yeah, we should
have
called Mayor Street or whoever was in office there.
We could have gotten it down like 2nd Street or something like that, or South Avenue. Or
people show up.
Well, our friends might.
Well.
Although they would never show up for our games, which is funny. My wife wouldn't even show up for our games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was... And then you got the Eagles who...
Stink.
I don't know if you could say they stink. It's just that they just don't do enough, and I mean, they keep telling us that their wide receivers are fine, and I've been a big concern about that when your West Coast you run the West Coast offense, and what's one of the key ingredients of a West Coast offense? A receiver that can catch the ball and run with it.
And it'll run slants.
Yeah. I mean, and they're like, well, we don't really need receivers. They're not really that successful anyway.
Right.
It's
the system.
Jerry Rice? Yeah. Jerry Rice wasn't successful? Are you kidding me?
We had a potential Hall of Fame receiver in here and ended up going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that worked out well for that one year.
You know, you got to do the math on this.
Well, would you take Chad Johnson at this point?
Yeah, did Cincinnati franchise him or said they're not trading him?
They don't
have
to franchise him because they have a couple of years left on his contract, and if they got rid of him, no matter what they did, if they traded him or released him, they would have taken $8 million salary cap hit.
Cincinnati would.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not trading him.
So
what the hell is that?
It's my cell phone. So they wouldn't, I mean, they'd take a hit, but they said I think basically what the talk going around the NFL is that they would agree to take that hit if another team would pay that money. So...
Well, the Eagles aren't parting with that. Those cheap
bastards. We're going to get probably Dante Stallworth. They're talking about maybe Larry Fitzgerald somehow coming to the Eagles, but
really,
yeah, that's one of the hot rumors. In addition to Asante Samuel,
I saw that last night.
Yeah, I don't know. The way he played in the Super Bowl, I don't know if I'm too excited about that or not.
Well, you see the premier defensive back on the free agent market. Is that right?
Yeah, well, because Trufant got franchised.
Right now we're hurting at safety.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends. Like if they brought in Asante Samuel, they could probably move either Shepard or Sheldon Brown to safety. I think they'd probably want Shepard moved over there. I think Shepard would probably get over there eventually anyway. So
Dawkins is washing up, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's on his last legs.
I mean, he's definitely slowed down.
He was a rookie when I worked there in '96.
Yeah, that so first, that's 12 years.
Yeah,
and that's a long time for a football
guy that
player.
Hits, I mean, you saw what happened with Ronnie Lott. When he tumbled down, when he came down, he came crashing down. It wasn't like something that was gradual. He just, and safeties are the guys that hit. You want a guy that can hit, and he was Dawkins is a great hitter. But what's the price of progress? You have to move on.
Maybe they would have dumped him, throw him in a trade package or something, and he still got a little name recognition, and maybe get something out of him. How old's Fitzgerald?
He's not a young guy. He's 25.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a young guy, 25, 26. Which, heck, give me 5 good years out of him.
Yeah.
I take him. The Eagles just don't do that, though. He
makes, when you get that number one in here, and all of a sudden Kevin Curtis is a superstar. That's what happened with New England.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be great to have Kevin Curtis as the number two receiver.
Yeah.
And maybe put Reggie Brown, who's been kind of disappointing, and put him in the slot, I guess. I don't know.
But they're hurting all over the place.
They need a tight end.
They got offensive line problems.
Defensive end.
They're old.
Defensive end's awful.
Right.
I mean,
cornerbacks, safeties.
Curse is done. I don't think Curse can play at this point.
Talking about dumping him, aren't they?
Yeah, and they should. I mean,
just give him his release.
Yeah, they don't owe any money to him with the signing bonus anymore, so they could save money on the release.
Right.
So I'd be okay with that. Whatever, that's fine.
So what are they down at the combines now, right?
Yeah, they're down to, I guess, watching the college cattle. That's basically what it is. If you see them, they just make them like run in their underwear and do all kinds of little stunts and tricks.
You know, it's a little bit like slavery, that whole college combine thing, isn't it?
Compared to slavery.
I mean, they come off, these slaves would come off the ships, and you would put a bid in for the guy that looked to be in the best shape.
That's what they do.
And isn't that what's going on?
That's what they do. That's what they do.
And I would guess many of these college players are predominantly African American?
Well, just all of them but the quarterbacks, I think.
Would that be fair to say?
I think it's close to fair to say. So what you're saying is they're used to it. Oh, well, I shouldn't be saying
I'm just saying
that.
No, I didn't say that.
I did.
Would just say the similarities are eerie.
And that's true. It's a good point. And, they are eerie, and who knows? I mean
you got to – where's Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton? How come these guys aren't in on this?
Because
this is a disgrace.
Because it's just not going to give them enough face time. No one really cares.
It was an election year. They got other things going on.
The one difference between this and slavery is these guys are going to have a big payday.
Absolutely true.
So that's the big difference.
They are rewarded for their hard work.
Yeah, they can make a lot of money by like running a 4-3.
Sure.
Or catching everything thrown to them. But so that's different than slavery. If you had Sharpton come in or whatever, he'd just screw everything up anyway.
Yeah, you don't want to stop a good thing there because a lot of these guys take care of their families and.
Speaking of Sharpton,
do a lot of good things.
What is it with him being the voice of reason? Anytime someone says something stupid about a certain race, he jumps out.
I don't know.
Like, where is the? How did he become the voice of reason for this?
The comic relief you get from Reverend Al is pretty good though. I enjoy that when he comes out and sticks his foot in his mouth. He did the whole
the Imus thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just ridiculous. Like. There are other people there that probably should come out and would give you more. I don't know the word I'm even looking for this.
Got to be somebody who has a little more credibility.
Credibility, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, how did he become so credible?
But I don't know who.
Well,
he hasn't come out yet. It's not Jesse Jackson, is it?
No.
Obama? Obama seems to have risen.
Jesse Jackson is a little bit better. A little bit better than
really?
Sharpton, I think. Than Sharpton, I think. A little bit. No?
I don't know.
About the same, okay. Well, what about Don King? He's got to be right up there, too, right? And they're all about the same.
He's disappeared, Don King.
No, he's still right. You see him, like, promoting boxing fights.
He just
hasn't knocked anyone off lately, that's all.
Yeah.
I think Don King's, the worst day in Don King's life was when Mike Tyson just totally collapsed.
Yeah.
Because
that was the gravy train there.
Tyson sold himself.
Yeah.
And not only was he obnoxious and idiotic, and he would just say anything and everything that came to his head, he would go in the ring and just beat the crap out of someone for like 3 minutes. It was like a meat locker, just beating the crap out of him.
Well, what's he doing with himself now? Is he in prison?
He was in Scary Movie 4.
Mike Tyson?
Yeah. He parried himself in it.
I missed that one.
Yeah, it was
still
okay.
With the tattoo on the face, that whole thing?
Yep. Yeah, I don't understand that one at all.
That's a good look.
We were at Saturday night after we left McKenzie's. Johnny wanted to go to Dirty Nelly's, so we went there. And there's a guy with a tattoo of a spider.
You guys went out afterward? You didn't
know?
Oh. All right, go ahead. Where do I get a hold of John?
Well, I didn't know until we pulled up to my house. He's like, do you mind if I stay over? I was like, oh, boy, here we go.
He spent the night.
He spent the night. On the couch, of course. I don't allow.
Oh, there weren't...
I didn't have any Barry White. But, so we went to Dirty Nelly's. There's a guy in Dirty Nellies with a spiderweb tattoo right up here by his temple.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself...
Probably a professor, probably a college professor.
Yeah, he probably owns his own company. I'm trying to think to myself, how could you possibly go into an interview with that? Yeah. Are you going? I mean, obviously he's probably an auto mechanic and they don't interview him.
Yeah, he's got to be some sort of contractor, electrician or something. But
where does that come in? Where does that come into your head that at some point you just sit down and go, you know what, I really need a tattoo on the side of my head?
Crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff.
Well, look at the kids now, all the bolts in their eyebrows and their noses
ear
and stuff. Yeah.
That
expander thing?
Those Yanomama bulbs and stuff? Yeah, what?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
That's when I kind of just said, you know what, I've lost it. I'm too old at this point.
Yeah. You know what's going to be the business of the future? Tattoo removal. You got to get in on that.
That's got to be fun, to remove a tattoo.
Open up a store. What would you say the percentage of college students now with tattoos is?
I would probably say close to 50%, wouldn't you?
I would have said higher.
You would have said higher than 50%?
I would have said higher.
Damn, if I ever came home with a tattoo, I think my parents would kill me. Well, I know that if I came home with an earring...
Weren't they the people tattooing people?
Uh-oh. Yeah, but it's okay for those other kinds.
Oh, I see.
No, but if I came home with an earring, my dad said he would have ripped my earlobe off. So I couldn't come home with that. I wasn't allowed to have a mohawk. You know, I was in high school. That was a cool thing to do. And
you got the reverse mohawk going on now, so it looks good.
It's you know, it's still there. Yeah. Actually, I find the older you get...
You got a little glue running down your face, too. You got a little glue from the toupee running down your face.
Dude, if this was a toupee, it's the worst toupee ever. No, but the hair just kind of just slides down my back. It's on my back now in about 10 years. I won't have to get a cold chill when I take a shit.
I thought that was a sweater you were wearing.
I'm telling you. I'm doing the back waxing. And
really?
Yeah, I've done it like 4 or 5 times.
That's gay.
That is gay. Some of the other gay things I've done.
Four.
Going to a John Tesh concert.
That's going to be a whole new show.
Carl, it's going to be a whole new bit. Guess what Los did when he was gay?
Oh, man.
So that, I went to a tanning salon.
Yeah?
Yeah, before our honeymoon.
Well, let's go back to John A. I'm interested about the bar thing after you came home Saturday. You, was there anything over there for John? Was it a meat market over there?
No, John doesn't talk to any girls anyway. We were at McKenzie's, and that one, that group Red Alert or whatever.
Yeah.
The lady came up and was like, hey, who wants to help, you know, do some kind of dancing performance on stage? And I thought that would be a perfect time for John A. to go up there and dance.
Sure.
He would get instant recognition with all the other females. And maybe he could, open a door and talk to some girls or something.
Well, I'll tell you what else. There was that girl to our left at the end of the bar there smoking the cigarette by herself for how long? An hour?
An hour. Yeah.
I mean, he could have switched seats with you and just kind of...
He could have... Remember those other girls that came up and like, I'm sitting there grabbing my own boobies and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, he could have lit the cigarette for her. I mean, you know, strike up a conversation.
That would have been funny if John lit a cigarette.
Well, yeah, if he could light a match.
Maybe that would have been the best thing for him to do.
Right, forgot about that.
he's an amazing guy. We need to bring him up on this podcast.
Oh, my. Yeah, he could be quite a character.
Yeah, he talked about that plane crash on 9/11 in Shankshaw.
Yeah,
and then Shawshank.
Shawshank. Yeah.
Shankshaw, Shawshank, and... the week before, he talked about a new wine that he had. It was called Pinot Nowhere.
Ah, that's the Ugandan pronunciation, I believe.
I think it's a retarded, no offense, retarded pronunciation.
But we love the guy.
Mm.
Mm. He's just got some issues.
Yeah, he does. He does. He recently went through a divorce, and now he's attracted to engaged and married women, apparently.
Not good.
No, and I gave him a link to, he lives in South Jersey, by the way. So I gave him a link to the Penn State alumni chapter in South Jersey. Thought that maybe, you know, he could hook up with them and maybe meet some people over there. He just brushed it off, and I was like, okay, you know what? I'm through trying to help you.
Now the guy's a lawyer. How does he not parlay that into
sex?
Yes. I mean, you strike up a conversation with that girl at the end of the bar. You know, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a lawyer. Maybe she's a gold digger.
He just sat there. He didn't do anything.
Yeah. I mean, if she's a gold digger, you take her home and you know, get what you want out of the deal. At least you broke the ice and got a conversation going.
But yeah, he just, I don't know what
his deal is. I don't know.
He just kind of does things his own way, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be going too well for him.
No, that's an understatement, certainly. But he's a good guy.
What time did you get out of the bar, Dirty Nose?
About 1:30. Yeah, we were there for one drink.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wasn't that late?
Now we left McKenzie's at about, what, 12:15, 12:30, I think.
Do we? Oh, did I tell you I was going home from there?
Did you get shot at?
No drive-bys. But
the bar we went to on Saturday night, we found out had a shooting the night before.
Guy was killed.
Yeah, guy was killed.
32 bullets and, you know, shell casings in the parking lot.
Yeah, that was
closed
till
that was interesting. Mid-afternoon.
It's not a bar that you would expect something like that to happen. It's if you guys know, like, they have their own little brewery in there, like in Iron Hill. They make their own beer, and it's not. I wouldn't say it's upscale, but it's certainly not a dive bar.
No, it's a
nice bar.
Brings in a nice clientele.
Yeah. So, you know, you expect like Dixon's and Darby to get those shootings every, and they do get them every week. But at McKenzie's, you don't expect that. I mean, the most you expect is like one guy ramming his BMW into another guy or something like that.
Yeah.
But so anyway.
Oh yeah. At any rate, I'm going home, and we'd had a couple. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't drunk, falling over myself, stumbling home, but I'm sure I would have failed a blood test.
Nice.
So I'm going through Kennett, past Longwood Gardens there, and look in the rearview mirror, and sure enough, there's a state trooper right behind me.
Lights not on yet, though.
No, lights aren't on yet. But and I'm in kind of a busy section where there's some traffic lights, so luckily I, for once, hit a light in a good way, came to a stop. So I wasn't, I was going a little faster than the speed limit. But look up, and sure enough, there he is. And I thought, that's it.
Oh,
busted. Yeah. It's going to be a kick in the nuts there, and with the fine and the money and the court costs and all
right
this crap.
Right before your wedding and everything, too.
Name in the paper. Yeah, not good. Not good.
So but, what happened?
I was in the left-hand lane. The light turned. Some of the traffic on the right passed, and I put the signal on to move over. And usually when they follow you over, that's not a good sign, and that did not happen.
Oh, he just drove right by?
Yeah, so he blew past me, and I guess he was getting off a shift, whatever it was he was doing, and...
About that adrenaline rush you get after the cop moves. And, oh, my God. I feel so good.
But the feeling you get when they're behind you, the nervousness. You're going to make a mistake out of stupidity as opposed to the alcohol.
That's the thing. You get nervous.
You freeze up.
You get nervous anyway. Even if you're totally sober, you get nervous. You get totally nervous by the cop being behind you.
And like I said, I would have been able to walk the line and, hold my one leg up and do all this the silly testing they do, but if he says, "Hey, we're going to the hospital to get some blood," I think I'm pretty sure I would have failed. So,
yeah, well, I mean, we didn't.
It's a little bit scary.
We didn't go crazy. But
no,
yeah.
I haven't been like you can't. You just can't afford that crap anymore.
Unless, I don't think you can ever afford it. But when you're like 21, 22, you just think you're invincible.
Well, I mean, you can't afford to go out to a bar and get dinged up anymore. If you're going to somebody's house and you're staying over, or you got a room somewhere, or somebody else is driving,
you got a wedding.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, if you get in a room or, your wife's pregnant, something like that, and you have to designate a driver, you're in good shape.
But yeah, that's what it's always good to have Johnny drive around.
You can't afford to go out and get all sloppy anymore.
Johnny was the driver for me, so that was always, that's good. So I can just go pint for pint with beer. I actually like McKenzie's beer. I'm a big fan of the Iron Hill Brewery beer, but McKenzie's I like.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Surprisingly good.
I had the pale ale, which was good.
I'm usually not a big fan of those micro brews, but...
You like your Miller Lite.
I like a cold can of mass-produced beer from Milwaukee.
Just goes down.
It's where it's at for me.
It goes down too smooth.
But I must have been thirsty that night because they were pretty good.
Yeah, it's probably because of the band Red Alert that was there, too.
I'll tell you, they weren't bad. I'd like to go see them at a bar mitzvah because they say, according to their schedule.
Can't believe they went to a bar mitzvah.
We should give the background on Red Alert.
Yeah, Red Alert was a funk band from the... Like I say, they specialize in 70s music. And, they... obviously a black band with the exception of the drummer, which I thought was odd. He's a white guy, and they were pretty good. They played all the funk hits that you wanted, except for It's Raining Men. I didn't hear them play that, so I was a little upset.
Well, I can understand that.
Because that's my, as you know, that's my tune.
It's another reason I know you're gay.
They put out their little calendar of events, and... We saw they're playing at bars and weddings. It's exactly what you expect. At the very bottom, it was a bar mitzvah.
Yeah, it struck me odd.
Now I wonder what the Schwartzman family saw in this. By the way,
who LL Cool J booked up that weekend? What was going on there?
As a band like Red Alert, do you have to provide some kind of proof that you're kosher when you're doing this?
I just can't see that woman who had a great voice and put on a nice show.
When she started turning around going backwards, you're like, let's go back to the front.
Yeah, she needs to face forward at all times.
But very, very talented group, though.
I just can't see her at a bar mitzvah going around to that particular group of people.
Do they know Jewish music? Can you
put I sure don't, so I couldn't tell you what if it came on the radio or not.
Could you put Javi Nagira to funk? Could you do that?
They might be able to.
I don't know. I guess, you know what? I guess money talks. So as long as people put up money, I'm sure Red Alert could probably play any music you want them to.
We'll have to go back at that.
I told Sue this. I was true, my wife. I told her that this would have been a perfect band for her to see.
I said the same thing to my fiance. Yeah. And she actually knew of the band.
She did.
They used to play at a bar where she waitressed. And she had heard of them and said that, knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. And they get the audience participation. And
sure.
The lady brings around the microphone and asks you to clap into it or say a funny word. And I don't know. But
I thought it was strange. The people seemed to not be into it at first. Did you get that vibe? Like people were kind of like, what are these guys doing?
At first, it was like there was a turnover at the bar. The people that were at the bar left or went downstairs, but then they replenished with people that were into it.
Yeah, it was strange. And then it got into it, and it was kind of fun. It was fun to watch. They were working the room, and you see a lot of bands give up on room like that when it goes south on them, and they didn't do that.
McKenzie's a nice place, a decent place to play. I mean, I don't think it would work at, like, the Toll House.
No, what would, really?
We saw a couple bands play there, and they had karaoke night the one
night. I only remember the Asian man from karaoke there.
He was great.
He was great.
He was something else. There's always an Asian guy in karaoke. I mean, we've heard stand-up comedians do this all the time. You know it's a good karaoke bar if you see an Asian guy singing.
Yeah, you gotta love that.
That's why I don't sing. Because I'm really bad.
Yeah, you get up there.
I do, but I don't sing very well. I mean, it's got to be...
bigger balls than I do. I never get up there and do that stuff.
My my go-to song is Talking Heads' Wild Wild Life. That's the one.
Really?
Yeah, because the range of vocals is very short. And most of the Stones songs are pretty short, pretty easy to sing.
Yeah, you could do any of those.
The problem with the Stones ones is Mick slurs a lot of the stuff he sings, so...
When you actually see the words.
That's the thing. I should not be looking at the monitor because then I'm sitting there going, oh my God, is that what he's saying? Like, I was saying something totally different.
Right, right.
So it was a fun weekend.
And what are they doing? Are they coming back around, the Stones? Are they still in South Asia or wherever?
Well, I think they're going to be in New York for the release of the movie, Shine a Light.
Right.
And there's talk that they're going to finish up another leg of the tour later on this year, and supposed to be in Asia, and then they may swing back to the United States. Who knows? They've been on tour for over 2 years.
Yeah, I would think that's going to wear those old men out.
The Grateful Dead are looking at him going, what the hell? 2 years on tour? So I was hoping they'd somehow gotten the inspiration to put together another album while they were on tour. But
can you do that?
I don't know. I mean, who knows? Sometimes you get inspirations at weird times.
Yeah.
And the best time to really do an album is right after a tour, because you're still very tight as a band. Like you kind of just play really well together, but bands seem to go off for a year and then get back together, and it takes them a while to build up whatever, to start playing together again and get the chemistry going.
Good chemistry, right?
Yeah, chemistry, yeah.
Yeah, good one.
That's a great word. Yeah. So what do you got? What'd you write there? Anything good?
Well, I was putting together a little bit here. I thought maybe we could wrap up the show.
Yes, let's do that, because we're
play a little game.
33-minute mark. Got
it. Games?
I love games. I got a bunch of them.
Oh, here's how it's going to work.
Match game?
No match game. We're going to... let's see. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 7 people here.
Okay.
I could think of.
Okay.
8.
8.
8 people.
Okay. Don't want to help me.
We're going to call this game... That's How I Know You're Gay. And before,
am I the answer to every one of these, by the way?
Before this game gets stolen, what's today's date?
Today is the 25th.
25th, 2008. If somebody else steals this game on the major network, non-podcast dork thing that we do here,
right,
and this shows up on one of those wacky morning shows, I'm going to be upset. But we're going to play this game. That's How I Know You're Gay. I'll throw a name out there, a person we know.
Okay.
And you'll give me one...
One reason why.
One reason why you know they're gay.
Got it.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, gay's good, I think.
Well...
That's how you know
I
I'm
know
gay.
It's good or bad.
It's a choice.
But here's... First name.
It's not a choice. It's...
Okay, anyway. All friend of ours.
Sure.
Brandon.
His keen fashion sense.
Really? Fashion sense? Interesting. We'll leave last names out of this. Drew. How do you know Drew's gay?
That's a good question. How do I know he's gay? Because he slept in a bed with Rich Brown before.
Really?
Gave him a last name.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he did that. What were they wearing?
They were like 10 at the time.
Ooh, even worse. Michael Jackson in there with them?
It was at his prime.
The old Neverland Ranch?
It was at his prime. In fact, that's where they were.
All right. Your cousin, Kurt. Your cousin-in-law, if there is such a thing.
Because he has a niece who made him a purse that said Uncle Cunt on it.
That's good
that's
stuff.
That's a good one, right?
That's a good one.
That was funny when you brought that out of the draft. That's hey, this is nice personal, but I just...
I didn't know question. It was an R. It looked like an N. K-U-N-T.
What the hell is Uncle Cunt?
I didn't know it was an R. Who's teaching these children penmanship?
Probably me. My penmanship is awful.
Yeah, that's how you know he's gay, because his niece called him Uncle...
Cunt.
Uncle Cunt. Nice.
Right.
Your brother, Kurt. How do you know he's gay?
Because... he's friends with Andy, who is gay.
Well, ooh, really so gay, he's gay, gay by association?
He should be gay.
Who's the other gay guy that just got married that he's friends with?
Someone else got married that's gay? Rudy?
Yeah, Rudy.
So he's friends with all those people who are all
so
gay.
He's surrounded by gay people. Interesting.
Oh, I hope they listen to this podcast.
Matt.
Because he used to shove like weird things up his ass, like batteries and stuff.
What?
In college,
I've never heard this before.
Yeah, he was just a weird guy.
He was... say that again. He was putting things in his ass? in his own ass?
And then making us smell it, which is just really weird. Like, we'd be out in the living room watching TV. He'd be like, guess where this
How
was?
Come I've never... We'll play that next week. Guess where this was?
Guess where this was?
That's a good game. I'm writing that down. Guess where this was?
Sure, sure.
I'll bring shit with me from home.
Oh, boy. Let's not
maybe
not play
actual
that game.
Shit.
You know what? Let's not play that game.
Guess where this was? All right, good one. John A. How do you know John A's gay?
God, because he
just didn't... one thing.
Oh, well, just one thing. He only has one ball. That's one thing. No, that's not. Because he didn't have sex till he was like 28.
Yeah, that could be gay.
That's definitely gay.
Ray.
Ray Clark?
Me.
Well, you. Because... well, that's not gay, but it's redneck. I was going to say, because you like NASCAR, but that's not really gay.
You know, I'm liking that less and less.
Good, good.
Although I was up last night at midnight because the race was delayed in California.
Mm.
And they were going to start it back up at midnight. And they
I know
didn't.
Why you're gay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because you like Michael Jackson. And Prince, you have both of their greatest hits albums.
I do.
Yeah, and you really publicly profess that you like them.
I like their music. I don't particularly care for them. Prince did get a little weird.
Really? And Michael Jackson was not weird at all.
Yeah, well, he was weird to begin with.
Yeah, but he got weirder.
Yeah, and whiter at the same time.
Oh, yeah. He's actually, white people actually think he looks too white. He's like translucent, like you can actually see his veins.
Really?
Yeah, that's not good.
All right, last one.
Me?
Carl.
Oh, God, there's so many.
Yeah.
I would say the tops.
I could go on and on.
I would say the tops on that list is the John Tesh concert.
Yeah.
When I went with another guy.
Yeah.
That's got to be the tops of the list. But, I mean, you could put a top 10 list together on that, I would think.
Wow. And the darn cat.
That darn cat. But I went with a girl for that.
Who'd you go to the John Tesh concert with? A guy?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Shut up.
No, there's a good,
John?
There's a long no. There's a long story behind that. I was working at the Leukemia Society. Sorry, I'm name dropping again. And there was one of our trainers there. I needed help moving this sliding board. It just gets weirder and weirder. Now, moving this wooden sliding board that we had for one of our events, I needed to move it from like Abington to Coatesville.
All right, hold on. I got to make sure I understand what's going on here. You need help moving a sliding board, mm-hmm. Like a playground sliding board?
Yeah, one that was built for the Leukemia Society. It's for fundraisers. Like it was a sliding board where you slide into Jell-O.
Right.
So people would raise some funds and then slide into the Jell-O. It usually happened in school, so the teachers would do it.
So you asked this guy to help. It was his name, Derek?
No, his name was...
Raul?
What was his name? Jeff.
Jeff.
No, so, yeah, I was asking a bunch of people. I was in charge of doing this, and they said, you need to find volunteers to help you.
Jeff gay?
You know what? He may be. I'm not... He never said he was gay, and he always talked about women and stuff like that. So,
did you get the gay vibe? Did you get the gay vibe from?
The more I knew him, the more of a gay vibe I got. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I hope Jeff's not listening to this.
So I asked Jeff, "Hey, could you help me move this sliding board. So he was one of the people that agreed to help me move it. So as we were moving the sliding board...
Did he want to help you push in your stool later or anything? help you move anything else? A little bowel movement?
No. No, it's not, he never asked, so...
Really? But he asked you to the concert?
But on the ride down, he goes, hey...
what are you doing tonight, baby?
Hey, yeah, he's trying to seduce me with a bottle of wine. No, no, he just kind of brought it up out of the blue. He's like, hey, listen, I got tickets to the John Tesh concert, and normally I have a girl that I take with me, but
yeah,
I'm
sure.
dateless right now, so I was wondering, could you do me a favor? I helped you move
and
the
be
sliding
my date?
Board. I helped you move the sliding board, so could you do me a favor and go to the John Tesh concert with me?
Wow.
And you know what? I just could feel everyone's eyes on us, and I just knew everyone's going, yep, they're gay.
Couple of homos.
Boy, yeah. Oh, boy, butt
Not
pirates.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, they're butt pirates. And then you could tell people were sitting there looking and trying to figure out who was the pitcher and who was the catcher.
Now, who drove? Did you go together?
We met at a bar. We met at a bar.
All right, hang on. How do I know you're gay? All right, hang on. I got to keep writing this. Go ahead with the story.
So yeah, we met at a bar.
Did you meet him at a gay bar? Was it a gay bar?
I don't think it was. I don't know. It was in New Jersey, so it could have been gay, I guess. And we went to the Tweeter Center, which sounds gay as enough anyway. It just doesn't get better. This story gets worse and worse.
Did you go in for a little drinky before the concert? I would have had to have several before I go to a John Tesh concert.
Well,
I'll be honest with you.
I just kind of sat there and just couldn't. It was like church. I was like looking at my watch. Keeping time, like, come on, no encores, please don't clap, let's just get it over with. Although I did recognize one of the songs.
Scary.
It was that NBA on NBC basketball song.
Now, so whose car did you go in? His car?
I think, I'm trying to remember, I think we just kind of drove, I just followed him.
From the bar to the Tweeter?
To the Tweeter Center. And
all right, so there was no leaving the concert in the same car?
No.
Like the awkward get to the bar, get out of the car, like goodnight kind of thing? Like handshake?
I
was there a handshake at the end of the night?
I tried to suppress that memory, actually, so I'm not
Tell
really
the truth.
Sure. I don't know. I don't remember.
You say, hey, thanks, man, or smack him on the ass or anything on the way out of the show?
You owe me big time, something like that. Like, I'm sorry, one sliding board being moved from Abington to Reading wasn't worth this.
Well, I got to tell you, over the years, I've asked you to do some things you said no to, but... My goodness, he said yes to a John Tesh concert with a
guy. Well, I felt bad because he immediately called in his chip that day when he was at...
So he helped you move, so you felt obligated.
Correct. I would never have gone.
Now, if he'd asked for, you know, anal...
Well, that would have said...
Is that over the line?
You have to help me move something else first.
That's too far?
Whoa there, bucko!
Oral? Would you have said okay to oral?
Well, yeah, receiving it or getting it?
Receiving.
Yeah, I would have said no to that, yeah.
Giving?
I would have said no to that, too.
All right, just checking.
I would have said no to that more.
Just checking.
Are you kidding me?
All right.
Yeah, so...
That's how I know you're gay. Obviously, we've broken balls about that story for many years now, but
you know
I didn't
story?
Know you went with a guy.
Yeah, I thought you knew that.
That makes it worse.
I never heard that. It was
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's bad. I don't think...
That's gay.
Not only was it a John Tesh concert. Well, if I would have gone with a girl, it wouldn't have been that bad. I would have probably had
no,
sex.
No, that, I mean, she would have been obligated then.
Yeah, absolutely.
For anal and oral.
Yeah, I don't know why he asked me to go. And
wow.
The more I look back on it now, the more I think that he may have been gay.
That's a weird scene.
Yeah. But in a way, you kind of feel flattered. Like, hey, a gay person hit on me, so that's kind of cool, I guess, because gay people like fashion and stuff like that. No. Silence.
Wow, that's making it worse.
Silence.
That's making it worse.
Man, I tell you, I'll give you a top 20 list soon.
We better end the show.
Yeah,
let's
stop right there. Made a wrong turn.
Because we get people to write in or however they're going to do this to name the show, we're going to get a whole bunch of homosexual...
Yeah, by the way, write in, email, go to losrules.blogspot.com. I'll spell for you. losrulz.blogspot.com. You can go in there and just put a comment and name it. And we'll pick the best one or the dumbest one, whichever.
But we may not pick any after this.
Hey, you know what? We may get a bigger audience this way. A
couple of gay guys.
Now you're saying you're gay. Look at that.
Well, I'm going to be gay by association.
You think it's like a disease? Like
I'm
a virus that comes out?
I'm not fashionable. I'm not thin. I'm not neat.
Am I any of those?
I got no...
Am I any of those?
You went to a John Tesh concert with another guy.
But I'm not fashionable. I'm not neat.
Well, apparently you think gay people think you're fashionable. Didn't you just say that?
Yeah, I thought maybe that was... Yeah, I've never been called fashionable before. Not that he'd ever call me that anyway, but... Wow. He did have a bunch of Hanna-Barbera lithographs back in his apartment.
Oh, my.
I didn't go back there with him.
How do you know they were there?
He had a party the one night we went there.
So you have been in his apartment?
I have.
Oh, so let me see how I have this. Let me connect
the dots
here.
It wasn't the same night, though.
You have the John Tesh concert.
Right.
With what was his name? Derek?
Jeff,
right.
Yeah.
And you've been to Jeff's apartment.
But not the same night. It was a party. He had a party with a bunch of other people. There were women there, too.
Let's not blur the story with a lot of facts.
No, I'm not blurring it. I'm not going to let you spin it like
Hannah. And he has Hanna-Barbera
lithographs. Yes.
Which are probably worth some money.
Yeah, he had a bunch of them.
Yeah, I bet he did. Did you have to guess where they were at any point?
No.
Did you smell them?
No. No. Interesting. There were like 30 people there. It was kind of cool. It was a fun party.
I bet it was. I hear those gay parties are a good time.
I think it may have been before the whole U-Haul truck thing, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Were there other gay people there?
I don't know.
Was it a big gay party?
I knew a handful of people
Tom
there.
Tom Hanks in Philadelphia? Was it a big gay party thing going on?
It may have been around that time. It was like 1996, 97.
My goodness.
Yeah, so maybe that was that.
All right, so listen. We've got people to call in or write in here.
Yeah.
Email in to Loose Rules.
blogspot.com. Yeah, I'll put a story up there and tell people that it's there. And
because I'm new to this, do you get a lot of hits? Do you call them hits to that blog? Your blog?
I have a decent blog neighborhood.
Do you?
Yeah. I got a couple.
What's decent? 100 people?
I've had 3,000 views throughout my career in blogging.
Oh, how long have you been doing it?
About 3 years.
What's good for a week? What's a good number?
Well, I'll post every other day. So my one blog site, I get like 15 responses.
Right.
Which is bad. I mean, but that's not all the views. So you get a lot more views. People just stalk. We call them stalkers or lurkers. They just lurk. They don't answer.
Lurkers or lookers?
Lurkers. Yeah, they lurk. They don't ever respond to your blog or.
Well, I've done that. I've gone and looked at your thing and never posted anything.
You're a lurker.
That makes me a lurker.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah, pretty interesting blog stuff. So I'll have a link up there as well.
I'll be interested to. Now, will I be able to see the recommendations for show name on there? Will anybody be able to see that?
I'll put a story up for that.
All right, that'd be good.
I'll put a story up for that.
And then we'll be able to see what people write in for suggestions.
Yep.
And we're not obligated to take any of these, by the way, because we're not putting any sort of.
Gay John Tesh Carl's butt sort of
based comments. On the way the show ended, we're not obligated to take any ideas.
Well, stay tuned. We'll have more information. You can go and check us out on the blog site, and you'll be able to have a link to our podcast, which is on Podomatic, loserules.podomatic.com or something. I'll find it out and post on the blog.
All right, good stuff.
That's it. Stay tuned next time so we'll find out more gay things about Carl.
Yeah, we hope this gets better, too. It was a little rough, but we hope to do this, once a month, a couple times a month?
Yeah, we can invite Slan over and maybe Smoke and Steve, and we can start doing political talk.
Get some women in here maybe once in a while?
Yeah, well, we'll see if we can sedate them enough.
Yeah, we would require that.
All right, guys.
Maybe we get Sue and Sony down here sometime and stir the pot a little bit.
Would Smoke
be up for that?
I don't think we're ready for that yet.
No?
I'd be up for it just to see if we can get like a, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? A thaw. Thawing of, you know, whatever.
I'd be more interested in a cat fight.
I don't think.
Well, we're going to work on that for a show down the road.
Take it easy, everybody. Have a great night and a good weekend or whatever.
See ya.